FM Brunch.
Ladies and Mar coming through with First Class. It's 15 minutes past the hour, 11, right here on UJ FM Brunch. Welcome to the third and final hour. And I'm your host, KDT, and I do not ride solo. Who am I with? I'm with Basetsa Napiri on the news desk.
Bo, bo, bo.
And guess what? It is our third and final hour, and we've been talking about it, right? We are entering a new era in UJ FM Brunch. We are getting into
Lights, Camera, Action.
Celebrity Radio Takeover, exclusively on UJ FM Brunch, 11 a.m. on Fridays. UJ FM Brunch, 9 to 12 p.m.
And today we have, who do we have, Asitana? I am just too...
The one.
The one.
The only.
The only.
The gorgeous.
Yes.
Ever so gorgeous. Did I say gorgeous?
You said gorgeous.
Hi, Sanke Noche.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Yes, and we're getting into Celebrity Radio Takeover. This is who we have today. I cannot believe it. You know, the day has finally come. We've been talking about it, and we are here now. How are you, ma'am? How did you find the journey coming here? Was it easy?
Yes, it was definitely easy. I mean, I used to go to school around these areas.
Uh-huh.
Who has never been to UJ before?
Hey,
you know, hey. I'm just very excited because, hey, guys, I made it to UJ.
Would you
look at that?
Finally.
Finally. I'm inside.
Part and parcel. For someone who's never met Khaisang Noche, which is also like absurd because who doesn't know you at this point in time? Who is she? How would you describe her? Pumapi.
Khaisang Kyaikitsi Noche is a girl with big dreams from the Vaal.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
She's a little whimsical fairy unicorn who believes in magic. That's exactly who Khaisang is, and she's not afraid to try new things.
I think she'd fit in our world where there's like Stitch and
okay,
she would fit in perfectly.
Just so you know, we created our own little world. You know, we were like, if we were to go through the Bermuda Triangle, this is where we'd go. So there's a lot of whimsical. It's like Alice in Wonderland, but
yes,
like our own version of it.
Encanto.
There's Encanto. There's
that type of vibe.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Sold. I'm in.
You're in.
Yes.
Ah, lovely stuff. So, you're an actress, right?
I am.
But I feel like you have more talents to you. Besides acting, what do you do?
Me, guys, do you know what? And that's what I'm trying to discover.
Uh-huh.
Because I've done acting for so long and I enjoy it so much.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love the idea of presenting.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of doing radio. And that's why I was like, hey, Kay, can we do something? Let's see. Y'all can tell me, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think those are my talents. I'm good with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think those are my talents. I'm
no,
a simple
you are.
Person. Yeah.
You know, somewhere, somehow, I believe that you are a singer. I don't know, Ugutsi, come up with that idea. Can you?
Ugutsi, ngiyakwazi ukucula.
Cabang.
Wema.
I don't know. You have this look that you might take out one angelic voice.
I'm very, very insecure about my singing.
What?
I will never sing. I'll sing to myself. Because my dad laughs at me all the time when I sing. So I'm like, maybe I'm bad. So I just don't sing for people.
But parents are parents.
Parents are parents.
I know, guys. But you know, they shape us.
They shape us. They also break us.
That's true.
I remember when I was still like thick and she told me that, girl, you fat now, go to gym. So parents will do these things, you know, they'll just break
But then
your
they
heart.
Were shaping. They were
and look at your shape now.
I've reshaped.
You
reshaped.
See? I love to dance.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, that I can do. I don't think it's a talent. I just think I enjoy doing it.
It's something that you love
yeah,
doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so outside of her being an actress, we are going to test her out as a presenter right here on UJ FM Brunch. So she is going to be taking over a little after this. This is UJ FM Brunch. If you've got your friends tuning in, tell your other friends to come and listen in because she's basically auditioning for us. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
She said
right?
that. Yeah.
You want to be here, part and parcel.
I'm squeezing in.
Yes, let's go pay the balls. Don't forget to send us your comments or questions that you might have for us. Hi, Sanke Noche, 063-641-8068. And don't forget to call us and also follow us on our social media platforms. Keep it locked in right here on UJFM Brunch.
UJFM Brunch.
All right, everybody, that was Iza Mawala by Tycoon the Small, right? Now, without wasting any time, let's get into the topic at hand, right? Today, we're going to be discussing the adulthood we were promised. You know, growing up, we thought adulthood meant freedom, money, and having life all figured out. Fast forward a few years, and the most of us are just trying to survive Monday to Friday. Now, I recently turned 30, and it's been quite an adventure because I feel like I'm too young to be 30. Like,
what? You look 20, ma'am.
Exactly. So you see, I'm too young to be 30. You know, that's grown.
Who
you
created
know?
This age
exactly.
thing?
So here's a scenario, right, for you guys that I want to just put down, and then you guys will let me know. I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and I'm like, okay, at what point did you realize that you're actually grown? And I was like, we had a housewarming that we attended recently, and it was so fun. It was so cute. And we're about to eat. We're on the table. And guess what your girl does? I literally hit a young, guys, I think we should pray. And they're like, yeah, you thought we were going to get into praying. You know what I did?
What?
That is so real.
We have become the new adults.
That is so real. I was actually having a conversation with a friend yesterday. She just texted. She likes texting me like random things that she does throughout the day. She's like to me, "Kya tanda memorial service." Hey,
yes, and our attend le motle, you go there with, you know, you were going to work now. Absolutely. So now I was promised the V Entertainment adulthood. I was promised the adulthood with vibes, with money, with cars and all of that. And I was promised, I thought I was going to see Mzega Zega live because I know Mzega Zega as a child. But now I don't get to experience them as an adult. So I want to know from you guys, when did you realize that you are an adult? And what did you expect versus what did you receive?
Yo, Basi, I'm going to have to start with you.
I only wanted to become an adult, right? Because I got two pieces of chicken. Funeral policy. My credit score is up the roof. Like, my credit score is very good. So you realize that every time I talk. And another thing, waiting for payday. I was waiting for payday when I was younger. But then now, I don't like payday anymore because chalete fella on payday. How?
Yo, I think that's when I realized that I was an adult. As soon as the money comes in, and now I have to pay rent.
Go out.
Now you have to like live with what is remaining, and the remainder is really 45 cents, and you have to make ends meet with that money. That's when I realized I must move back home.
But shout out to you with the funeral policy. Hey, I've been meaning and it's wrong. Hey,
can I
life insurance?
Funeral policy,
and I think that's so terrible. Guys, this is a judge-free. Remember, we are all traumatized by being grown-ups.
Listen, we don't judge.
Thank you.
We are too young to be where we are.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 22.
And you have a funeral.
No, we are not doing great. We are not doing, you and I.
Terrible.
No, it's terrible. It's bad. Yes. What is it? Motivator.
When are you going to motivate? So,
I'm a diehard. I don't think anytime soon.
I know, right? Yeah. And it could happen anytime. And it's like, what are people going to do now?
Exactly. I will gazata. How about how do you feel like you're going to and then we're going to, you know, contribute. Because that's what we do, right?
I know. Community. No, but funerals are expensive.
Funerals are expensive. Yeah. Without a funeral cover, 50 dao.
Anyway, 063-641-8068 is the number to dial when you have to tell us, when did you realize that you were an adult? We have adulted. We are here now. This is UJFM Brunch. Now we're going to get into our news headlines with Basetsana Piri.
UJFM Brunch.
That was Dangerous by Langa Mavuso. You guys are tuned into UJFM, and we're going to go right back into the conversation that we posed before that little mini break, right? The question was, what was the one thing that you thought adulthood would be like, or it humbled you, or at what moment did you realize you were an adult? I have a response, ladies, from Lerato from Soweto.
What's up, Lerato?
Yeah.
Hi.
She says, Celebrity Radio Takeover. She said, I thought once I started working, I'd have money to spoil myself every month. Reality, my salary disappears before I even get the notification.
That's the one thing that hurts our feelings, man. It grates your insides.
I know. And then Sibusi, so from Bram, is like, I thought adults knew exactly what they were doing. I'm 28 and I'm still Googling things my parents somehow just knew.
Aibo, no, that is so real. That's true. I think the only time you really realize that you are a big adult, you are an adult, is when you have children, when you're married, I think.
No way.
I'm not there yet. That's my thinking.
Okay.
Because right now we're just doing anything and everything. But until you get into a relationship and all, no.
I think our parents just knew what they were doing.
Okay.
I think our parents were, they were at the right time, right place, right era. Everything was affordable. Like, I had a conversation with my mom. I'm like, girl, at my age, you had two children, you had a house, you had cars. What are we doing wrong? You know, so I just think the eras are different. Everything is very expensive now. The economy.
Economy is not economing.
That's the thing. When it's our turn to become adults, now all of a sudden, petrol is 35 friends.
A liter. I was calculating. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm carrying 10 liters. I'm like, 300.
Literally.
And a 10 liter does not even get you far.
Yeah.
Nebana le fox go high and buy a full tank in nearly 50 rand. Full tank was 50 rand.
Full tank on a Picanto is like 7.
And that traumatized me too.
And you have a car.
I have a car. And I want a bigger car. But hey, petrol, I'm like,
I'm not seeing it.
Right?
Not in this economy.
No.
Thinking I should get a bicycle, maybe.
That's absolutely not. It's cold.
And plus, you'll be saving the environment.
Don't listen to her, girl. You need to get that car. They will kidnap you. That's another thing now we have to think about. You will be kidnapped with that bicycle of yours.
Imagine running through Joburg CBD. Hey. Bicycle.
Exactly. Where's your handbag gonna go? Where are your things gonna go on the bicycle? You're
okay, no, it's unrealistic. Never mind.
Get here smelling.
I'll just use a taxi for now. It's fine.
Thank you. There's one more. Kahiso says, I couldn't wait to move out because I wanted freedom. Then I discovered rent, electricity, Wi-Fi, groceries all need to be paid.
And water.
This is why I robala ka di cornflakes.
Really?
I'm serious.
Jimmy, that's not nutritious.
Nutrition is yona. Yeah, too, right? It's expensive. No, nutrition is also expensive.
You see why you have a funeral policy, because
oh, fine! Oh, it's on like a house on fire, girl.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Have you guys ever paid for City of Johannesburg?
No.
Yeah. And you know it went up, right?
Yes.
What? By 8.63%.
Exactly.
Remember when petrol was like, oh, hey, I'm going down?
Yeah.
Electricity was like, I'm going up.
Yeah. Yes.
It was just like that.
Yes.
It was not nice.
Oh, my goodness.
And lastly, Zanele is like, growing up, weekends looked so relaxing. Mm. Now Saturdays are for laundry, grocery shopping, and cleaning the house. Rrobalaling, Zanele. Rrobalaling, my dear.
Rrobalaning. There is no such thing as sleep.
Maboneng running. Like, when do we go have fun?
Harasaya. Where are we going?
Guys, I haven't been to my wedding in months. I'm so proud of myself, but it's not a choice.
And the thing is, you just have the job, right? You're not in school.
Yeah.
We've got the job. We've got the school. We are still trying to build on this. There's no such thing as being able to go to Maboneng, especially now in the second semester. It is hell season.
Let me tell you guys something. It's always going to be hell season.
Yeah, honestly.
It doesn't matter what you do. So you have
just
to
make
you have to squeeze it in.
If I have to squeeze it in on that Saturday after doing laundry.
You have to.
Even if it's for 1 hour.
Something. My friends and I are like, okay, guys, a lot is constantly happening. Let's go grocery shopping together, because then at least we get to spend time together while doing the grocery. You have to make it work. Weekdays are hectic. We are emotional. We're stressed. Let's have a tacos night. It's Wednesday. We have no business doing that. But guess what? It just makes us feel like, and community.
Yeah.
As much as our generation, we're like, we don't know what we're doing. But man, I love the Gen Zs. We make everything a hangout.
Yeah. No, that is so true.
We make everything a hangout. Yeah, so we hang out right now. Yeah.
We're hanging out right now. This is how we know we're adults. We're hanging out at work. Like, what?
Cool work, though.
Like, we go on grocery dates.
Exactly. How many women get to say they yep at work? And all I want to do is yap.
And like, no, you are right.
You're onto something. She's onto something.
She's definitely onto something. Yes. You can still join in on the conversation. 063-641-8068. We do have a comment from Kopano saying, hi, adulthood, paying for water. I mean, you gotta, I guess. I'm just glad. I'm in a position where I don't have to pay for water where I stay. Everything is just inclusive in the rent, you know, the commune. Mm. But like for people who are staying in townhouses and all of that, I wonder how it is. I'm sure it's how.
It is.
I've had utilities.
You.
Levies.
Hey. Mara.
You are a homeowner.
Oh, ma'am.
My home, like my house.
Chumi, you have what?
Not a business house, my house.
Anyway, this is still brunch. Let's go play some music. We will be back.
UJFM Brunch.
And that was Is It a Crime by Mariah the Scientist. Guys, we're having such a great day, a great morning. It's still morning, right?
Yes. Definitely.
So, guys, let's play a game. Would you guys like to play a game?
I love games.
Are we feeling magical and whimsy for a game?
Feeling whimsy.
Yes, I am ready.
All right, so we're going to play Would You Rather, hashtag the adult version.
Okay.
Right? And mind you, I didn't come up with this, okay? It was Katie.
What? Me? So, what? I don't remember.
So
don't
let's...
Remember. Oh, sure.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Would you rather sneeze every time you hear your favorite song or dance every time someone says your name? Oh, wow.
I dance every time someone says my name. Sneezing is so painful.
And you?
Sneezing is so painful. I promise you guys.
I swear, I don't know what I was thinking when I came up with these. Can I just be honest?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm running out, like I'm low on sleep. And that's why now I came up with these ones.
Answer the question, ma'am.
I thought sneeze.
Are you sure? Let's block.
A lot of people say that like I got a cute sneeze. So hey.
Ooh. Let's hear your sneeze.
It's you.
Okay. The next one is, would you rather only eat breakfast foods forever or only dinner foods forever?
Breakfast foods forever. I have an obsession with waffles.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I have a crazy obsession for waffles. So when we were at Kruger National just last week, so it's a buffet, right? But the one thing that I kept going back for was the waffles. And I was like, one more. So I know I can live off of waffles. I have proven it to myself.
I'm going to go with dinner foods. Because I can still have a waffle at dinner.
Imagine not having stamp and beef or chicken stew.
I can imagine, because me, I want waffles.
Chicken stew, Katsi. You talk about chicken stew.
You're going to have all that sugar in your body.
Listen, I go through a lot in this life, Ne. And okay. I do not imagine. I got to eat it for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Yeah, so imagine I have a bad day and now I have to go back to bap and chicken. No, I want a waffle to make me feel better.
And you know what? We listen, we don't judge, right?
Honestly.
Okay.
I mean.
We apologize for attacking your choice.
Like this,
I really do. Okay, the next one is, would you rather always have wet socks or always have popcorn stuck in your teeth?
What is wrong with this one?
Hello? Like, I don't know why y'all are bashing.
Do you know how painful it is when popcorn is stuck in your teeth?
I'd rather have that.
If it
do you know wet
if
socks?
That thingy goes in the gum. Like,
and then you're there fighting with it and nobody knows you're struggling. Nobody knows you're struggling. You're just there.
Okay, fine. But I'd rather that, because wet socks, I can't. Anything that is wet on me. Have you ever been outside on a rainy day and you're wearing like shoes
and they're
like, exactly. I cringe every time my socks are wet or my shoes are wet. I can't.
So you would rather have a pain in your gum?
With socks.
No, but it's stuck. It's not coming out forever.
Then it is what it is.
Honestly, I'd also be like, it is what it is. I can't handle it. Socks.
And then
like when you're walking.
Sits on.
It's not it, man.
But anyway, it's 50 minutes past the hour 11. We're still going to read some more scenarios and then we're going to wrap it up. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe it. It's 11:50. But anyway, we're going to listen to Michael Jackson in the closet.
I need more oomph when you introduce him.
Oh, you do it, ma'am. I'm going to leave it to you.
Oh, guys, yes. Next up, we have the one, the only, the king of pop, Mr. Michael Jackson himself. This is In the Closet.
Ooh, okay, girl, papa.
UJ FM Brunch.
It is 11:55. This is UJ Brunch, UJ FM Brunch. And that was Michael Jackson's In the Closet, I must say. Listen to the song. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the song.
Yeah.
But we are not encouraging any bad behavior. Yeah. I don't believe care. Balanga weekend.
Rihanna bad behavior.
Call nobody. Don't know.
The Mercury retrograde has got us, and you know it's bad.
You
it's
don't want to be gotten.
I do not want to be part of the statistic.
I thank you. Yes. Yes. All righty. What are we doing next? We are carrying on with our game.
Two more scenarios.
Let's
and then
go.
We are saying our goodbyes.
All right. Let's make it worth it, okay?
All
so
right.
Would you rather only communicate through song lyrics or movie quotes?
Song lyrics. If y'all know me, y'all know me. Song lyrics.
You know what?
Look at Samantha.
Because I'm a singer. yeah, song lyrics. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Song lyrics. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at us agree on something.
Yeah. Oh wait, actually, so movie quotes are also like quite cool because then I have to like reenact the whole thing. So yeah. No, movie quotes. Actually,
oh,
I'm changing
it would have been
quotes.
So
you
awesome
always
if you added if you added TikTok sounds. Because trust me, I respond in that in every conversation. I will find a sound,
a TikTok sound,
a TikTok sound.
All right. Would you rather laugh every time you're nervous or cry every time you're happy?
Laugh every time I'm nervous because I do that already.
Cry every time I'm happy because I think I do that already. I cry for everything.
I cry for everything.
Yeah. I do fail.
I do fail.
Drink water.
We'll
be fine.
No, we're not getting up on you, but right.
Just hit us with one last one.
The last one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather always smell like... No, I'm going to choose it, actually. I'm going to come up with the last one.
Okay.
And I've asked it before.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather on Kamauto have smelly feet or smelly armpits?
Smelly feet, guys.
No, wait.
I'd rather have smelly feet.
It's Friday. We have nothing
wait.
To lose.
Wait.
Come on.
I'd rather have smelly armpits.
What
you know how painful it is to have
smelly
armpits.
Wait, natural smell. Whoa, no, wait. No, I can't. They're both horrible. How
yes,
do I
they're both
sleep?
Horrible, but choose.
Okay, feet, because they're far. But
exactly.
Like, I'm short, so it's not that far.
I mean, I'll go with smelly feet, and I'll keep them kamoharadi boots.
I would always be wearing sneakers, trust me. Ain't no sandals.
All right. We have come to the end of the show. Hopefully nobody walks out of here with smelly feet or smelly armpits. I feel like we've been smelling good in here, man. You know, as soon as there's testosterone that comes in here, and yamosha. Like, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Yamosha, abo kai. Like, and they're the ones with the smelly feet and the smelly armpits, by the way.
You're pushing propaganda tonight.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, let's wrap it all up. So normally when we leave, we say, we'll be back next week, same time, same place,
same frequency.
And then we say from myself, KDG, and Basitza Napiri, it's been a
jolly good show.
Do you want us to do that or you want to, you know, give us your...
Let's do what we all do because I will be back.
Okay, let's
go. I'm putting it out there.
Put it out in the universe.
Do you want to lead it?
No, please lead it.
All right.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Because now the script is not in my head anymore.
Yes,
true. Yes, I don't want to be Tatazeli.
You're an actor. You're going to improvise.
Yeah. Okay, give it to me one more time.
Okay, so from my... we're going to be back next time, same place, same frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And from myself, Katie Chi, but it's in the period. And
okay.
It's been a jolly good show.
All right. If I make a mistake, you'll help me, Ned.
All right.
Ah, Sos, you've got this.
You got this. Let's go.
We've got this. Let's
okay,
go.
Guys, so we will be back next week. Same time, same place. Same place, same frequency with myself, Khaisan Kekitinoche.
KDG.
Basi Wasi on the news stairs.
And it's been a jolly good show.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
UJ FM Brunch.
Brunch.